90.3, this is Near FM. Hi there, I'm Declan Ralph and welcome back to The Week in Review. I'm joined now on the phone by Sister Stanislaus Kennedy, or Sister Stan as she's known, and she's described as a visionary and a social innovator, and she's a member of the Congregation of Religious Sisters of Charity. Sister Stan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Declan, thank you.
Can I ask you first of all, Sister, to tell me about the sanctuary and why it exists? What's the reason for it to be there?
The sanctuary is a centre for mindfulness and meditation in the city. It is in Stanhope Street. It's in the north inner city. And I set it up about 13 or 14 years ago. I was setting up Focus Ireland at the time. And I was really conscious, you know, of the pressure, I suppose, of city living and the pressure on workers, you know, working on the coalface. And I really, really believe there was a need for time for them to take time out and be present to themselves and to find silence and stillness and to be restored. So I had this idea, and then I went after a site. I asked Sisters of Charity for a site, and finally I got this site in Stanhope Street, and we built this beautiful place, beautiful building, beautiful gardens. And it became a centre, and it is a centre, where people can come to meditate or to practice mindfulness or to learn what mindfulness is. So now, like 12 years later or whatever, we have courses and programs going on all the time for people who want to be more mindful in their lives, but also to find an inner peace and an inner stillness and to be restored to go back to their work again or to go back to wherever. We have men, women and children coming.
Okay, great. And tell me, what type of programs and workshops or courses would you actually undertake there in the centre?
I mean, we'd run a lot of courses on introducing people to meditation.
Okay.
Teach them what meditation is and the practice of it. We'd run a lot, but to take different forms, you know, we would draw on the different traditions, you know, the different religious traditions, like whether it's Christian or Buddhism or Sufi or whatever it would be. We draw on the traditions of meditation.
Okay.
And we apply those in a modern life. That's one. Then they might come really to find other ways of meditation, like through yoga or Pilates or Tai Chi or those kind of things.
Okay.
So they form the basis. But like we could have a situation where people come who might have a lot of anxiety in their life, and they want to learn, you know, how to cope with that in different ways.
Okay.
And we could have, for example, we have school children who come in classes. Teachers send them, some of them, because they might be a bit troubled and troublesome in the school. So again, we teach them meditation and it helps them enormously.
Great. Yeah, it's I mean, apart from you mentioned there workers, you've mentioned school children, who else would be likely to use the services?
Very
there,
ordinary people, men, women and children come from everywhere.
Right.
From everywhere.
All backgrounds.
I teach a course on a Monday night now, and they can come from anywhere.
Okay. Interesting. And why do you think people need to come there, Sister Stan?
Well, you see, I think that our life has become so pressurized.
Yeah.
And there's so much anxiety in the world, and there's so much depression in the world, and there's so much aggression in the world, you know, that people get caught up into it in different ways. And they want a way to pull back from that and to really find their inner peace. That's basically why people kind of want to come. And we said the sanctuary is a place of inner peace and stillness, and that we can help people to find that inner peace.
And have you noticed an increase in the request for services since the recession and difficult times have come back?
A lot. People with unemployment, people with anxiety about their houses, all that anxiety about their work, anxiety about money, you know. So there's a huge increase. And but that's why we do all we can to help them to really to cope with that in their lives. And that's why we're having this conference in on the 30th of October. It's on mindfulness and compassion.
Yeah, tell me a bit more about that.
Yeah, we're having this Professor Paul Gilbert, who is the leading expert on compassion to self and compassion to others, and he has developed many theories and practices promoting using compassion for self to promote better physical and mental health. And he's really in the forefront of the use of compassion to develop happiness and self-acceptance. And he's a leading expert on depression and compassion.
Okay.
So what he really does, and what he has proved through his studies, is shown how our minds have developed to be highly sensitive and very quick to react to threats, whatever
right.
that threat is.
Okay.
You know, can,
yeah.
as I said, be a problem. And that fast reacting threat response system can be a source of huge anxiety, huge aggression, huge depression. And what he teaches is that he shows how the development of compassion to self and others can calm down that threat system and help people to find inner peace and help people to cope with hardship.
Right. Isn't the mind amazing, Sister Stan? I mean, it reacts negatively or fearfully, maybe, as you say there, to one situation, but then it can actually be turned and helped to go into a coping mechanism then as well.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. That's the great thing about it. And, you know, it's so simple that we all have an infinite capacity for compassion, but we don't develop it.
Yeah.
And compassion towards ourselves, we're very bad at that.
Yeah.
We might be compassionate, you know, towards...
Towards others and other situations, yeah.
Yeah, but towards ourselves, we weren't taught that.
True.
And that's what this is. This is a big change that's being offered now, that we develop compassion, we have to develop it towards ourselves first.
Yeah.
Before we can be compassionate to others. And this whole, his whole thesis and his whole way of working is developing and deepening self-compassion. And he says, like, just as a mother can soothe a distressed baby, so we can soothe our emotions and find inner peace through self-compassion. So it's very exciting because it's a whole new development, you know, on mindfulness.
Yeah, and I'm sort of interested in that. Is the idea that if one can find that sort of inner contentment or inner peace, is it that if we can find that within ourselves, that actually will impact positively on the wider world?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, what we're doing really is we're creating a more mindful, compassionate society.
Yeah.
And that's wonderful. And I really do believe that, because I know from my own practice of mindfulness, like, we have no idea the ramifications of it, you know, because if I'm more mindful and compassionate to myself, I am to you, and you are to the next person.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It's hugely powerful.
It's and contagious, I suppose.
It's exactly. It's simple.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent. And the conference, though, is on the 30th of October.
The 30th of October, and it's on Dublin Castle.
In Dublin Castle.
And anybody who wants to apply to the Sanctuary. And our email is enquiries@sanctuary.ie, or you can look up the website. It's sanctuary.ie.
All the details are there. And tell me, just to go back to the Sanctuary for a second, is there a cost to use the services there, or is cost a factor?
Charge.
Yeah.
We have different systems that people can't afford it, you know.
Yeah,
but
sure.
we try to keep the cost low for the different courses,
yeah.
you know, so that people can come. And then there's always the exceptional situation.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'd be interested, Sister Stan, in your view of how growing up today for children has changed, you know, with computers and Facebook and Twitter and access to almost anything that they want versus, I mean, I was reading your own biog of your time growing up in Lispole down in Dingle, which seemed like obviously a much simpler way and a more straightforward way and much easier maybe to understand values. I'm just wondering of the, you know, are the children today growing up, is it going to be a completely different world when they mature?
I think it's going to be hugely different. And I think this whole business of being tied into to all these fast-moving things, these electronic things, whatever they are, be Twitter, be whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm not against progress at all, but I think for children to be so tied into those, it leaves no space for them to discover their inner peace and their inner happiness, or the whole idea of self-acceptance and well-being. So it is, we do a good bit of that with the youngsters.
Do you?
Trying to help them to see how that fast space and that speed and taking them out of themselves can really be harmful if there's too much of it. You're absolutely right. I mean, I think we would love to see the practice of mindfulness in schools, that children would do it just as they do maths or English or whatever. So they're building, because if you learn it as a youngster, you have it for life. Just as you said, me down in this bowl. I mean, that stays with me no matter where I go, because that's part of me, you know?
Yeah.
And it's the same for children.
Yeah, I could imagine. Yeah. Mm. No, it's difficult. I often think of it and I wonder, you know, what the world will be like in a time where, as you say, there's a place for all the fast communication. I mean, for example, in terms of spreading the word about your own work and in spreading the word about, say, the conference and so on, the internet and Twitter and all of that has a fantastic place. But for it to be the sole focus of some people's lives, I suppose, is probably a bit worrying.
Especially young minds, formative minds.
Yeah.
You know, minds that are not yet fully formed. I suppose that none of our minds are, but as a child, you know, the children, they're very impressionable. So therefore, it is important that we think a lot about. I think there'll be a lot more done on this as we move forward.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see this conference, like, it's a new thing bringing to Ireland, the whole idea of self-compassion. And that I think, will take on, and people will be more sensitive to it.
Yeah, excellent. I'm struck, too, by the irony of the location, I suppose, of the sanctuary. Not that it's in Stanhope Street, but that it's actually in the centre of Dublin City, which is probably one of the busiest parts of Ireland. And just,
it is,
to,
and
you
that's
know,
why I did it, really.
Yeah.
I felt, you know, the people who work in the city, they can't be running to the country all the time, you know, to find peace. And I wanted a place in the city, and I had this kind of a dream, wouldn't it be great to open a door in the city and go into a peaceful place? And that's exactly what we have here on the street. We have a gate. Now, it doesn't look inviting from the outside, but if you open the gate and open the door, you're in this beautiful space. So it's just the whole idea of having this stillness and silence in the city.
Excellent. Well, Sister Stan, the best of luck with the conference. Again, it's on the 30th of October in Dublin Castle, and all the information's on sanctuary.ie. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me today. I know you're very busy, so I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm delighted. Thank you, Declan.
Thank you. Many, many thanks, Sister Stan.